Hi, I'm Ray Hager, subbing for Sam Shad, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Ken Adams. He's a gaming analyst, and we're going to be talking about the recent Eldorado Caesars merger. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Ken Adams. He's a gaming analyst and author of the Adams Gaming Review and Adams Gaming Report. Ken, welcome to you. It's great to have you on.
Thanks.
What I wanted to talk to you to start this off was the biggest news of the summer for gaming. It's the merger or buying of from the Eldorado Resorts buying Caesars Entertainment, and now they've merged into the biggest gaming company in the world. It was a $17.3 billion deal. You had written in the Adams Gaming Review that, quote, it happened just as our Carl Icahn wanted. And could you share the story about why you say that?
Icahn, as you know, is an investor in gaming companies. He's bought two or three. He sold all of them for immense profits. Mm-hmm. His most recent transaction was a non-one, was Netflix, that he made $1 billion out of. He's very good at buying. When he buys, he usually holds the company like he did with Fontainebleau. He bought it when it was bankrupt and stopped building, and he bought it for $150 million and then later sold it for $400 or $500 million. And he did the same thing in other places. He's done it a couple times in Las Vegas, and he's done it a couple times in Atlantic City. He owned some Caesars stock, and he thought the stock was undervalued, and he thought the management of the company wasn't doing the right things to get the value up. So he bought more stock. When he had 20-some percent, and I've seen different numbers, the number citing how many he does own, it changes. But anyway, 20-some percentage of the stock, he said, okay, guys, I want a couple seats on the board, like three. I want a say in who's going to be the CEO, and then we proceed. And one of the things that he thought they could monetize the company better was by selling some of the assets or maybe selling the company. So they had had two offers before Icon became involved, and they said, oh, we're not interested. And then they said they were interested. One of the offers had come originally from El Dorado. So he set it up. He wanted to sell the company to maximize his stock. He was paid it a range between $7 and $9 a share, and the ending price the El Dorado offer is about $12.75, I think. So he makes a tidy profit, and if you have a few million of those stocks, you're making $3 a share. Yeah. You know, that's just real money eventually. And so that's what I meant, that he got exactly what he wanted. He went in, he bought the stock to force the company to sell to raise the value of his stock.
Well, he made out very well in this thing.
Well, he did. When it's not done until it's done. Every jurisdiction, and there's 16 different jurisdictions, has to approve the transaction and has to approve the number of properties that the casinos are going to own. And in some of them, they look at that as being an antitrust or a monopoly. And the federal government will look at it that way, too. So that it has to pass all of those measures before it's done, and a year would be optimistic.
Oh, really? I did not know that. It would take over a year, you're saying, for this to be a done deal?
Usually. Something okay. This big, it has to go through all those approvals, and every state regulatory agency where they do business will do their own due diligence.
Okay. Well, you're based in Reno. I live in Reno, and of course, El Dorado is based in Reno. And what I find kind of funny is that Harrah's, which used to be based in Reno, a while back bought Caesars Entertainment and kept the name Caesars Entertainment. Now, El Dorado is buying Caesars Entertainment and keeping the Caesars Entertainment name, but is moving the headquarters back to Reno. So where Harrah's began in all of this, it ends up back in Reno. What's the historical significance of that? And number two, strategically, why is it good to have Reno as the headquarters of the new Caesars Entertainment?
Well, if you're the headquarter, they're not going to neglect the properties in your town, you would think. So that's one. It always moved the headquarters from the beginning of Harrah's, when Holiday Inn bought it, and then Promise and all of the iterations of Harrah's. It moved according to where the corporate headquarters was of that company. And then finally, to say Las Vegas is the most logical place for us because Las Vegas is the center. As to the Caesars name, it's the most powerful brand name in the industry. And everybody who looks around and does a little research eventually says, why would we get rid of that name? That's a bigger name than anything we have, and it's known internationally. Everywhere in the world, people know Caesars because Caesars did great marketing in the old days with that brand. So that's why they keep it. As to the historical significance, I'm not sure that there is. For us, there is, because, you know, oh, look, they're going back home.
Right.
So it feels good to us. But I don't know that it means anything in the big picture of business.
Ken, let's hold it right there. Let's take a break. I wanted to ask you about maybe the possibility of divesting itself from some of their properties in the next segment. So we'll be back right after these few words with more with gaming analyst Ken Adams.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you? Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Ken Adams, a gaming analyst based in Reno, Nevada. The El Dorado CEO, Thomas Rigg, in a conference call, said that they were considering a reduction of assets in Las Vegas. Of course, this may be to comply with Federal Trade Commission, or maybe they would just think they have too many assets in Las Vegas. What do you think about divestiture of any properties in the new Caesars Entertainment in Las Vegas?
Anybody that made the purchase would do something. What he said, and it was interesting because he said it immediately, the day they made the announcement, they had the conference call, and he said immediately, we think there are too many assets on the Strip, and we think that there's too much energy and effort being put into Japan, and we don't believe we're ready to do that. So he immediately pulled back from the international things and said clearly, which indicated they'd had some serious conversation, probably with Icon, about how many assets you ought to have in any one market and whether or not they were all equal value. And so they start with that. The second thing is then they can monetize some of that, and every time if you can sell three or four of those and get another $1 billion, you reduce the debt as well. So there's that advantage, and you can hopefully pick the ones with the best cash flow that match your strategy the best, and the others you can monetize it immediately by selling it to somebody else.
Okay, you've mentioned the debt. We talked earlier in the debt. In this sale, the El Dorado took over $9 billion in debt. Well, it sounds like so much, but maybe what is your perspective on the debt that is involved in this transaction?
Well, it's enough. It's enough so that serious Wall Street analysts will talk about the leverage. Caesars Entertainment, when it was Harrah's and they did the leverage buyout in 2007 and 2008, there's no guarantee that would have gone south the way it did had it not been for the recession. They immediately, when they had $24 billion worth of debt, there was a recession following immediately, and their cash flow dropped by as much as 50%, and some articles say that some properties went down to zero, but they lost a significant portion of their cash flow. So whenever you get the debt gets high, then you're leveraged. It comes up close to what your revenue is and what you can support. If anything happens to the economy, then you have a harder time making your debt payments, which is why that Caesars went into bankruptcy and was at this limping stage, nothing resembling the robust company that we think of in 2006. Mm-hmm. And so that's the danger of the debt. It's not the number, it's the relationship between that and cash flow.
Okay. The new Caesars has quite a few properties in northern Nevada and Tahoe. The El Dorado, Silver Legacy, Circus, and Harrah's in Reno, and up at Tahoe you have Harvey's, Harrah's, and the Mont Bleu too, because El Dorado acquired that in a separate 2018 deal. Do you see all of those properties remaining with the new corporation?
Tahoe is a really challenged market, and owning all of the Tahoe market it might make sense. It might, and then you could reduce the number of table games and the number of slot machines and just use the rooms, and you could do some things maybe that might make sense, but it's a very challenged market. It's very difficult. I think the same thing about downtown Reno. That's a lot to have in downtown Reno. That, as you know, the market in downtown Reno has changed drastically in the last 20 years, since over 20, almost 25 years, since Silver Legacy opened, mm-hmm. when we got hit with Indian gaming.
Right.
We couldn't even spell Indian gaming in 1995 in northern Nevada. And now we see it as being a monster that's eating our revenue. That's I would think that both of them, that's a lot of properties to have in those markets that aren't the strongest markets in the first place.
You know, when I was the gaming reporter at the Reno Gazette Journal, I could never prove it or get someone to acknowledge it, but people talked about selling Harrah's Reno. Mm-hmm. Do you think in this group that is the most likely property that would be sold?
You know, I'm not. I would think that it's separate from the other three, from the tri property. So it would be easier to sell. It would be harder to sell the Circus, which is the least performing and has the most issues with it. So I would think that was the problem with Harrah's is the deferred maintenance. That
yes.
All the years of not keeping Harrah's up, and mm-hmm. if this is not something that any of us made up, they reduced when they went into bankruptcy. They reduced their capital maintenance by 90% across the board, and it left very little money for, and particularly underperforming properties like Reno, got very little maintenance, and there's much to be done. So it's not a terribly desirable property or a big number that you could get for it. It's not
okay.
Like a strip property.
Ken, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about sports betting. Okay, we'll be right back with more with Ken Adams right after these few messages.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest is gaming analyst Ken Adams. Good to have you today, Ken. Let's talk about sports betting, if we may. Back in May of 2018, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the 1992 Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, which prohibited sports gaming just about everywhere except Nevada. Now, since then, nine states have added sports gaming. I think Iowa is the next state to do so. Sports gaming has always been attractive in Nevada, but it really, when you look at the gaming wins, it's not a big money producer percentage-wise of the overall take. What do you think? How is this going to impact sports gaming in Nevada?
Well, sports celebrations like the Super Bowl in Las Vegas won't be replicated in any other city. So the idea that you could go to the site, and they will, they'll do the same parties and they'll do the same things. It's just celebrating with 300,000 of your best friends in Las Vegas is a unique experience that you're not going to get in Des Moines, Iowa. Right. Even if you can make the bet, you're not going to get that. So there's some of the things that they'll keep, and that's the most important part for the casinos in Nevada, is the traffic that the people who come there, because the event is that there's a fight or there's the basketball tournament, and they go there for the spend a few days, and it's all part of the event. When it comes to the actual wagering, as you said, it's not a big number. It's a bigger number in some states, it's as it relates to the total, but it's still not a big number. New Jersey is set to take, at the moment, New Jersey is taking more in wagers they did last month than Nevada did, and they had a higher win. Pennsylvania is very likely to take that crown away from both of them quickly when it's up and running fully. But I don't think that that's going to make a big difference. People have been betting on sports all along, and there are lots of sports bettors who didn't have their needs met.
Yes. And when you mention about Super Bowl parties, you know, the same thing goes on with the NCAA tournament where Vegas gets backed because people want to bet on the games in Las Vegas. Las Vegas itself, looking at 2020, it really seems to be going to be a breakout year. Not only do you have the Raiders Stadium opening, but you have the Circa Resort opening and the huge expansion of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. What do you see for 2020 in Las Vegas? It seems like it's going to be huge.
Somebody did an estimate on the airport and said they thought the airport could handle another 10 million visitors a year. So that would get the number from 40 to 50 million. And the hotel rate, it isn't, Las Vegas isn't at 95% anymore. It's more at 90%. So there's still some room to squeeze some more people in there, and it keeps being exciting. That's what makes Las Vegas different from every other place.
You know, the stadium itself seems to be could have potential for to be very exciting because the Pac-12 just announced that they're moving their 2020 and 2021 championship games there. It seems though that MGM Resorts is in the best spot to really take advantage of that. Maybe if you could talk about that.
Well, they certainly think they are.
Right.
They certainly think they think they're going to be able to make more out of those events than everybody. But if you get, they don't have 60,000 hotel rooms. So you get 60,000 people come from a Raiders game. There aren't 60,000 MGM hotel rooms. They're going to be staying in other places. And some of those people will be customers of other casinos anyway. Nobody owns anything in Las Vegas. The city gets it. And MGM will do well with it. And they may do better relatively than everybody else, but all the major properties will do well with major sporting events.
One last thing. Illinois is set to have a massive expansion in gaming. How big is this going to be?
Well, it's not certain that all of it will take place.
Okay.
Some of the licenses will never be issued because nobody's going to want to do it. The biggest part is the slot machines that are outside the casinos that continue to grow. There are 30,000 of them now, 32,000, and this latest one authorizes almost another 10,000 just immediately. So that's 40,000 slot machines outside, and that's pretty significant. So
That is. And Ken, thank you for coming in today. It's been enjoyable having you. We'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few words.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Just a note, you can watch all of the shows on NevadaNewsmakers.com and also on YouTube. You can also catch a lot of stories that I have written about the interviews also on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you.